guest, and it's time for Let's Talk. Time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Coming up a week from tomorrow night at the Drake Community Library, author David Conan is going to be speaking about a new book he's written about Iowa Confederates in the Civil War. But you know me, I can't wait. So we're talking with David this morning about it. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Tim. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being on with us. You were in Grinnell at one point in time, weren't you? Lived here?
Yes, lived just north of Malcolm, out in rural Malcolm.
Oh.
So Grinnell is where we shopped, and I did a lot of research at the Burling Library, at Grinnell College, and at the Grinnell Historical Museum.
Nice. How many books have you written?
Just one.
This is the one?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So what do you do in real life?
I work as a historical interpreter at Living History Farms. And I substitute teach and do some public speaking through the Humanities Iowa Speakers Bureau.
Yeah, because you were here last year, weren't you, talking about the Underground, J.B. Grinnell and the Underground Railroad?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and that is how I actually got onto the topic of Confederates from Iowa. I had done 6 years of research into Grinnell's early history. It all started when I discovered a letter, an eyewitness of Grinnell's first riot. It was about a year before the Civil War, over the presence of fugitive slaves in the public school. It was a shocking story, and I was gripped by it. I spent 6 years trying to sort that all out and figure out who done it. And that led me to stumble over, like I said, Confederates from Iowa.
And people, you know, because people normally don't think of being this far north, Confederates. But I guess, you know, the North, there were, I guess, what were they called? Copperheads?
Yes, copperheads. Another word, a pejorative for peace Democrats. That's true. What I found is the data shows I discovered 76 Iowa Confederates, Iowa residents who left our state and served the Confederacy. And they were a drop in the bucket compared to 76,000 Iowa Union soldiers. So they were just a drop in the bucket, and their existence doesn't take anything away from Iowa's proud Union heritage, but they existed. And would you like to know what the data shows about motives?
Absolutely.
Okay. The data shows that there were interconnected motives, but the most common motive was opportunism. Looking for a good deal, often related to earning a living with little regard for principles or consequences.
Sort of like being in radio. Sorry. you teed that one up for me, David. Had to take it. Okay.
No, that's all right. And, you know, this thing of opportunism, there was another chapter of the opportunism that happened before, during the Panic of 1857, a few years earlier. The economic depression hit Iowa really hard, including Powashee County, and the longer it lasted, the harder it got, and so many of these future Iowa Confederates moved south, which had rebounded rather quickly, looking for a job. When the war broke out, they still needed a paycheck, and this was another opportunity. And by the way, they were introduced to all kinds of Southern influences, Southern belles, Southern friends. You get the picture?
Sure.
So once they were down there, needed a paycheck. We also need to remember, I think, that these were young men, and many young men, they love adventure.
Right.
So at some level, they might have thought, oh, this will be a hoot. And so opportunism, biggest motive.
And honestly, at the very beginning of the war, prior to the war, the confidence in the Southern victory was quite high. Yeah, it doesn't hurt to want to think I'm going to sign up on the winning team.
Sure, that's a good point.
You mentioned that among the prominent Iowa Democrats, three of them were friends with Jefferson Davis, who was the president of the Confederacy.
Yes, that is a very good point. And they were all in Dubuque. And these men were also friends with each other. The leader of them, you might say, the most prominent, former Iowa U.S. Senator George Wallace Jones, and each of those men had two sons that later became Confederate soldiers.
It's fascinating. The book is called Iowa Confederates in the Civil War. Is it out now, or is it?
Yes, it is out now, and it's available on Amazon.com, on BarnesandNoble.com, or after my presentation at Drake Community Library, I'd be happy to sign a copy for any of your listeners.
So, at your presentation at the library, so are you basically going to skim the book, or what are you going to talk about at the library?
Okay, I'm planning to do a book. An author talk where I talk about the story behind this story of how, in more detail, how I got into this subject through studying the Iowa Underground Railroad, the Grinnell Station, and then read some stories from the book. In between each story, I like to open it up and ask people who are there, the audience, do you have any comments or questions that you might like to share?
Yeah, I would be. It's fascinating. I'd be curious if anybody had a relative, you know, who was one of these Confederates who went and served from Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once when I spoke at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum, there was a descendant of the man whose picture's on the front cover, Albert H. Newell, and so it was nice to meet her and sign a copy.
Wow. This was a little risky, I would imagine, or is it a little risky in today's, people are, tearing down Confederate statues and everything.
Yeah.
So how
sure.
risky is it to write a book about Confederates?
You know what? I worried about that, but here's what I've done. I have a blog, Confederates from Iowa, Not to Defend, but to Understand. And, I wrote the book in the same spirit, and also in the introduction, I state that that I don't harbor romantic notions about the Confederacy, and I'm not interested in entering a modern political discussion about the Confederate flag or Confederate monuments. So I meant for this book and for my blog to be a place where people could relax and know we're talking about history.
Is there a Confederate monument or marker or something? I think that there was somewhere in Des Moines up there with all the other Civil War stuff. Is there a commemoration of the Confederates?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Now, individual graves might have a Confederate marker. The Sons of Union Veterans and the Sons of Confederate Veterans, both organizations are very interested and active in marking tombstones of veterans from either side.
I do know that over at the Rock Island at the Armory, where my father is interred and my mother is interred, they do have a Confederate cemetery there. A Confederate section.
Yeah, I've read that there were a fairly small number of Confederate POWs who died there and were buried there.
Yeah. It's fascinating, and whether you're not defending, but you have to look from a historian perspective. This happened. You can't deny that this didn't happen, and so you try to explain it, and explain the rationale or the reasons behind it, good, bad, or indifferent. So I think it's fascinating.
You mentioned other. Would you like to hear other motives besides opportunism?
Yes.
Okay, the largest opportunism, but then that was about two-thirds of the men. But then a little less than half enlisted out of familial concerns, often related to loyalty to their birthplace or birthplace of their father or mother. And then a smaller group, about a third, almost a third, had a philosophical motive involving states' rights related to slavery and or an interpretation of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And then there was a very small, tiny group, 4%, felt trapped. That is, peer pressure to enlist or were conscripted.
conscripted.
Mm-hmm. So the,
by the Confederates?
Yes, yes. So some of these Iowans who moved south during the Panic of 1857 looking for a job, when they were down there, if they hadn't enlisted and the Confederacy instituted the draft, well, some of them were on the hook, you might say.
How about, what was it like for the people back home? Obviously, they had family members back home.
Yeah.
And there were some people who were, what they were called the Peace Democrats, who were looking for some sort of solution to, other than war, to the Civil War. Let's talk about that just for a little bit.
It was a very emotional time in the state. Very, very, very emotional. And actually, it was a tough time to be a Peace Democrat. If you actually had the nerve to stick your hand up and say, "Yep, I'm a Peace Democrat," you subjected yourself to all kinds of criticism and vilification, and sometimes even worse.
Now, is there any documentation as far as lynchings or anything like that of people who were run out on tar and feathering, run out on a rail?
No, but that's a great question. No, but there were at least four newspaper offices that were mobbed. That is, were either destroyed or boxes of print thrown out in the street or thrown out in the river or otherwise shut down.
Mm.
Democratic newspapers.
We're talking with David Conan this morning about Iowa Confederates in the Civil War. It's his book out that you can get. It's online, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And he'll be doing a presentation at the Drake Library next week. We'll talk with David some more. This is Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community, just south of downtown Grinnell. You choose the way you want to live in the Mayflower Community, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. You can enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices for independent living, including affordable campus apartments. There are patio homes and the Water Tower Square apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is when and where to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's daily dining with an open menu. There's catering, there are special meals and holiday meals to share with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, rehab care, and assisted living. The Mayflower Community invites you to take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 or browse Mayflower Grinnell. Mayflower Community in Grinnell, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk, talking with David Conan about his book, Iowa Confederates in the Civil War. You'll be doing a presentation, a book talk at the Drake Library next Tuesday, the 12th. Veterans Day, ironically enough.
Yeah.
Or actually the day after Veterans Day. It's, it is fascinating. The book itself is a series of stories, right? There's not like an ongoing narrative, a thread that follows. It's more just vignettes, stories about the experiences of these Confederates?
Yes. The heart of the book is historical sketches of each of the 76 Iowa Confederates telling their pre-war, wartime, and post-war experiences.
Wow. How difficult was it to come up with this information?
It was it was really difficult. These guys, in a sense, were the forgotten Iowans of the Civil War, and I was like a human vacuum cleaner, hoovering up any kinds of data from all over the places, angry letters to editors and editorials were a rich source of clues about these men, and there were many other sources, county histories, journals, diaries, web searches that I've done, and so forth.
How long did it take you to put this together? You mentioned something like 6 years?
Yeah, I spent 6 years focusing just on Grinnell, and then in the Underground Railroad, and then I stumbled over Iowa Confederates, spent the next 11 years. So actually, all told, the better part of 20 years.
Wow. It all comes together in this book. So how's the reception been for it?
I have enjoyed the comments from people who have already bought a copy or have heard me speak about these stories. Some of them they've said are compelling, and I appreciate their response.
Have you got any response from anybody who says, "Hey, that was my great 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 uncle" or something like that?
No, not yet. But I was able to contact a number of the descendants through Ancestry.com. It's a great service.
Yeah, is that? I was going to wonder if you use that, because that's sometimes can be helpful, at least to give you a thread as to finding out somebody who's further down the family tree, I guess.
Yes, it's a great source to try and get connected with people.
The book is Iowa Confederates in the Civil War. Again, you can get it on, tell me where we can get this.
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or come in and hear me speak at the Drake Community Library next Tuesday.
Wow.
At 7 p.m.
All right, and you could actually get a signed copy there, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. It's great. I love history, especially the Civil War era. And this is fascinating to me, the fact about this, because you don't think about, you don't think about it. You think that there's this demarcation line of north, south, and everybody was all on one side or the other, and it really isn't. Civil wars are much more complicated than that.
That's right. And this reminds me, one out of every four Iowa Confederates had a divided family, had a brother or a son in the Union Army.
Wow. So, yeah. I guess that's not unique, though, for the Civil War for most families, though, was it?
Most families didn't have that, but if you were in a border state like a Missouri or a Kentucky or a Delaware, that wasn't really a border state, but, divided families were rather common.
It is Iowa Confederates in the Civil War by David Conan. It's you can get it Amazon Amazon, right? And
The
other one?
Or BarnesandNoble.com.
Barnes & Noble. Or you can get it next Tuesday night at the Drake Library. David will be there doing the presentation starting at 7 o'clock. David, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with the book, and we'll talk with you in the next 20 years when you get your next one coming out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's David Conan this morning. That'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. It's 8 o'clock, KGR in Grinnell. Time for Fox News.
To answer questions in the impeachment inquiry, Republicans have complained all this is behind closed doors. But Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier tells CBS Face the Nation,
I think you're going to see all of